Chapter 18, Help for Every Difficulty. 1,000 ways. Our Heavenly Father has 1,000 ways to provide for us of which we know nothing. Those who accept the one principle of making the service of God supreme will find perplexities vanish and a plain path before their feet. Ministry of Healing, page 481. Results not measured by apparent success. We are to be sincere, earnest Christians, doing faithfully the duties placed in our hands and looking ever to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Our reward is not dependent upon our seeming success, but upon the spirit in which our work is done. As canvassers or evangelists, you may not have had the success you prayed for, but remember that you do not know and cannot measure the result of faithful effort. Manuscript 20, 1905. No need for discouragement. When there is a continual reliance upon God, a continual practice of self-denial, the workers will not sink into discouragement. They will not worry. They will remember that in every place there are souls of whom the Lord has need and whom the devil is seeking that he may bind them fast in the slavery of sin, a disregard for the law of God. Manual for Canvassers, page 22 and 23. Victory will be given. The canvasser need not be discouraged if he is called to encounter difficulties in his work. Let him work in faith, and victory will be given. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Whenever a book is presented that will expose error, Satan is close by the side of the one to whom it is offered, and urges reasons why it should not be accepted. But a divine agency is at work to influence minds in favor of the light. Ministering angels will oppose their power to that of Satan, and when through the influence of the Holy Spirit the truth is received into the mind and heart, it will have a transforming power upon the character. Manuscript 31, 1890. Look heavenward in faith. Take the word of Christ as your assurance. Has he not invited you to come unto him? Never allow yourself to talk in a hopeless, discouraged way. If you do, you will lose much. By looking at appearances and complaining when difficulties and pressure come, you give evidence of a sickly, enfeebled faith. Talk and act as if your faith was invincible. The Lord is rich in resources. He owns the world. Look heavenward in faith. Look to him who has light and power and efficiency. Christ's Object Lessons, pages 146 and 147. Believe God's promise. Those who work for God will meet with discouragement, but the promise is always theirs. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. God will give a most wonderful experience to those who will say, I believe thy promise, I will not fail nor become discouraged. Volume 6, pages 335 and 336. The Savior will send help. The precious Savior will send help just when we need it. The way to heaven is consecrated by his footprints. Every thorn that wounds our feet has wounded his. Every cross that we are called to bear, he has borne before us. The Lord permits conflicts to prepare the soul for peace. Great Controversy, page 633. He uplifts the distressed. Not a sigh is breathed, not a pain felt, not a grief pierces the soul, but the throb vibrates to the Father's heart. God is bending from his throne to hear the cry of the oppressed. To every sincere prayer he answered, Here am I. He uplifts the distressed and downtrodden. In all our afflictions he is afflicted. In every temptation, every trial, the angel of his presence is near to deliver. Desire of Ages, page 356. Danger of hesitating and doubting. As the prophet Jonah thought of the difficulties and seeming impossibilities of this commission, he was tempted to question the wisdom of the call. While he hesitated, still doubting, Satan overwhelmed him with discouragement. In the charge given him, Jonah had been entrusted with a heavy responsibility. Yet he who had bidden him go was able to sustain his servant and grant him success. Prophets and Kings, page 266. Let courage fail not. Never let your courage fail. Never talk unbelief because appearances are against you. As you work for the Master, you will feel pressure for want of means, but the Lord will hear and answer your petitions for help. Let your language be, "The Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed." Isaiah 50, verse 7. Testimonies, volume 7, page 44. Let us be hopeful and courageous. Despondency in God's service is sinful and unreasonable. He knows our every necessity. He has all power. He can bestow upon His servants the measure of efficiency that their need demands. Volume 8, page 38. Be strong and talk hope. Press your way through obstacles. You are in spiritual wedlock with Jesus Christ. The Word is your assurance. Approach your Savior with a full confidence of living faith, joining your hands with His. Go where He leads the way. Whatever He says to you, do. He will teach you just as willingly as He will teach someone else. Volume 6, page 462. Exercise faith of Caleb. It was Caleb's faith in God that gave him courage, that kept him from the fear of man, even the mighty giants, the sons of Anak, and enabled him to stand boldly and unflinchingly in defense of the right. From the same exalted source, the mighty general of the armies of heaven, every true soldier of the cross of Christ must receive strength and courage to overcome obstacles that seem often insurmountable. We want Calebs now, who with courageous words will make a strong report in favor of immediate action. Volume 5, pages 378 to 383. Work with determination. Those in the service of God must show animation and determination in the work of winning souls. Remember that there are those who will perish unless we, as God's instrumentalities, work with a determination that will not fail nor become discouraged. The throne of grace is to be our continual dependence. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 418. Face difficulties bravely. Difficulties will arise that will try our faith and patience. Face them bravely. Look on the bright side. If the work is hindered, be sure that it is not your fault, and then go forward rejoicing in the Lord. Volume 7, page 244. Trials mean benefit. But when tribulation comes upon us, how many of us are like Jacob? We think at the hand of an enemy. And in the darkness we wrestle blindly till our strength is spent and we find no comfort or deliverance. We also need to learn that trials mean benefit and not to despise the chastening of the Lord nor faint when we are rebuked of Him. Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing, page 25. The Lord Jesus, our efficiency. Workers for Christ are never to think, much less to speak, of failure in their work. The Lord Jesus is our efficiency in all things. His Spirit is to be our inspiration. And as we place ourselves in His hands to be channels of light, our means of doing good will never be exhausted. We may draw upon His fullness and receive of that grace which has no limit. Gospel Workers, page 19. Expect great things. It is not the capabilities you now possess or ever will have that will give you success. It is that which the Lord can do for you. We need to have far less confidence in what man can do and far more confidence in what God can do for every believing soul. He longs to have you reach after Him by faith. He longs to have you expect great things from Him. He longs to give you understanding in temporal as well as in spiritual matters. He can sharpen the intellect. He can give tact and skill. Put your talents into the work, ask God for wisdom, and it will be given you. Christ's Object Lessons, page 146. All difficulties removed, if you will seek the Lord and be converted every day, if you will of your own spiritual choice be free and joyous in God, if with gladsome consent of heart to His gracious call you come wearing the yoke of Christ, the yoke of obedience and service, all your murmurings will be stilled, all your difficulties will be removed, all the perplexing problems that now confront you will be solved. Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing, page 150. Through most wonderful workings of divine providence, mountains of difficulty will be removed and cast into the sea. Volume 9, page 96.